Washdyke v Shura Line, the housing battle in Immingham. Matt Harrison. More than 60 residents from the Washdyke Flats estate made the short journey to the Immingham Resource Centre to voice their objection to the demolition of their homes by Shura Line, the housing association that Northeast Lincolnshire Labour Council has outsourced social housing to. This third residents' meeting was once again organised by the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, and chaired by Dave Mitchell, who earlier that day had been interviewed by Look North and the local radio stations. During one interview, he had been mistaken for a Shura Line representative and pelted with eggs. After some discussion with the resident, Dave was able to carry on with the interview. With questions repeatedly being asked about the bedroom tax and how it will affect residents if they were to move into two or three bedroom housing, the biggest concern for Shura Line was clearly a lack of one bedroom housing within the Immingham area, with social housing at an all-time low. Afford. The Shura Line representative also pointed out that people would only be allowed into two bedroom housing if they could afford it. It was suggested by the rep that Shura Line was doing residents a favor because housing associations wouldn't consider letting anyone have a property bigger than their absolute needs, even if they could afford it. The consultation deadline has now passed. The next residents' meeting will elect a committee based on at least one rep from each of the 18 blocks, who will organize the next stage of the campaign to resist demolition and fight for alternative social housing in the Immingham area.